listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Now, here's your host, Edward Fowler.
Welcome to another episode of my show, and a bit of a late episode to come on your platforms of my episode with Wonny Widdle from about just over 2 weeks ago. So here it is in full, my chat, a very short chat with my guest, Wonny Widdle, because for some reason he got a bit confused on how to run the Zoom meeting, and he was saying he was on the Zoom, but he wasn't, and he didn't press the actual button to join, so some technical issues at the start, but we got it working for him to come on the show, and he spent about 15 minutes or so on the show, so here it is in full right now. The lead man of Preacher Stone, and he's joining us all the way from the USA, and I'm showing you the wrong screen. That's not what I want to show you, but anyway, please welcome Widdle. How are you?
Hey, great. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for making time out of your busy day today. I know you've got a few things going on today. You've got your, of course, the new album released today of V. You're also at a concert venue at the moment, setting up for your, concert for this weekend. How is everything going?
We're having a release party tonight and a big show tomorrow night.
Sounds like a very busy 24 hours then for you.
Oh, it's fun. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes, no, I agree with you. And I know that this is the first album you guys have released in about 8 years. So explain why the long wait before this album, and have you been working on it for the past 8 years?
Well, we have not actually. We toured extensively with Remedy.
Yeah.
Our third, or count them out, Ronnie. Our fourth CD. We toured extensively. We went all over the world with Remedy. We've played a lot of shows and all. And we never stopped touring. We started working on the album in earnest during the pandemic, to be honest. And we've dealt with a lot of personal stuff, illness, tragedy, things like that. Real life. I mean, real people life. And, time sort of slips away from you. But we started working, we started doing pre-production, and we'd get going. We'd reach a stopping point, but something would happen. But the good news is, all of it was worth it, because we all ended up at the right place at the right time in the right frame of mind, and we feel like the results prove themselves. But we promise it won't be 8 years before the next one.
Well, hopefully not, and if so, your fans will be pestering you guys to release a new one. So hopefully it won't take you as long to create another album. But let's talk about this new album which came out today, and you can of course buy it on CD and vinyl, which is great. And it's called V. How did you guys come up with the title of this new album of yours? And what has been the reaction so far on launch day?
Well, the reaction, the pre-sales were really surprising. I mean, we've never experienced anything like that before. Coming up with the title V, it's just the Roman numeral 5, and V for victory,
Yes.
V for, it's just, we fought through a lot of adversity and we won. So here it is. It's the sign of victory, and it's the fifth album. And, so far the press has been, it's humbling. It's been so good, and people's reactions have been great, and we're getting a lot of plays on our singles, and we just can't wait to release for everybody to be able to hear the whole thing and tell us what they think, because that's what this is all about, is making music and sharing it with people who like this kind of music.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course you can download it as well for $9.99, and you can also buy it on CD and download for $15 or on vinyl
for $30.
Your details are on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube. And there's some great tracks you got. You got Horse to Water, Damage is Done, Wise Up. And if you were on my social media yesterday, you would have heard either Wise Up or Damage is Done, because they're already linked to the Instagram. So that was quite like a teaser for my viewers and listeners to get a bit of a taste of your kind of music.
Yeah, it was. Rise Up was written, during the pandemic, but we wondered if it would lose its meaning. But no, it's still pertinent today, that people just need to be the best person they can be and help each other out, make the world a better place. And that's the lighter side of Preacher Stone, maybe the more thought-provoking side of Preacher Stone. Damage is done is pretty much us. That's our view. We've all been in that situation.
Well,
and go ahead. Excuse me.
No, you go ahead. I was interested in you.
See, Rise Up, Damage is Done, and the last single that we put out was It Ain't As Easy As It Looks. And that's a little bit of our harder edge, if you will.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do like all the tracks of those singles you named because they're quite, you can get down with them, you know, type of thing. And they're very good for parties and for when you're going down the road in your car as well. So they're very, very good. Very good albums and singles you've put together there, and I'm glad that they're still doing well. As when you released them back at the time of different things going on in your lives and your fans' lives, and it's great to see that they're still meaningful in the present day as well. It's great to see.
Right, and that's the thing we always try to do. We're just honest and from the heart, what's on our mind. And you know, for better or worse, we're going to call it like we see it. And the beauty of it is when you're honest like that, it makes you vulnerable, but it also gives people an opportunity to make a connection with you if they feel the same way that you do.
Yeah.
And it's, when I say vulnerable, I mean, people either going to like you or they're not. If they don't, that's okay, because the world's full of all kinds of different music and you know, everything's not for everybody.
No, as we say over here, it might be the same for you guys, but you might always have the same cup of tea as
exactly
somebody else.
Right. We say that too.
Good.
In the UK.
Yes, that's good. That's good to know.
Our tea is sweet.
Right.
Yeah, our tea is sweet.
That's fair. But I know you guys are heading over to the UK, because a few weeks ago I did have the pleasure of having on Tom Kilner, and I know you've got a few shows lined up with him over here in the UK in the next few months. Are you excited to partner with
man,
him?
You cannot imagine how excited we are. I mean, you can't imagine it. I mean, it's to come, first of all, to come back to the UK, and because all of our heroes are from there. I mean, I'm a Thin Lizzy aficionado. It just goes down to, you know, the last time we were on tour, I was like, okay, we're Saxons from everybody, you know. I feel like the tour guide, but just the music that we love and the people we love, and Tom Kilner's just top notch. I mean, I've become a, you know, I knew of him before, but Wes O'Neill turned this on to him, and he's now a mainstay in my playlist. It's just good rock, you know. And then the Sons of Liberty, I mean, they're like family now. So it's to us, this is the greatest thing ever, is to be able to come over to the UK and tour and just meet new people and do what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to, of course, check them out, you can, because right now on your screen, if it's on YouTube again, you can see Preacher Stone on tour over here in the UK with Tom Kilner. And it all kicks off on July the 13th in Bristol.
Bristol, yes.
Yeah. And then it goes to Newport with Tom Kilner. Then you go with Lynchfield as well. Then right. And then you start, you'll call this Sons of Liberty, you mentioned, on the 18th of July.
Right.
With, in Swindon, and then it carries on all the way to Devon on the 19th of July, and then on the 20th of July as well in with the Sons of Liberty, and then of course you end it with the Main of Stone Festival on the 21st. You've got a lot of back-to-back shows lined up over here.
Yeah, but we didn't want to waste any time when we came there.
No, absolutely. But I'm just thinking about your vocals, you know, in case that, you know, because you'd be giving it your 100% each and every night to these different fans. So how are you going to keep your voices up to scratch so that you don't really get a croaky voice or even lose your voice? We don't want that.
Well, I got a raspy voice to start with, and that kind of helps. Drink a lot of water, get a lot of sleep. I'm a big fan of aloe vera juice with the pulp in it. I'll have to find that once I get there, because that's a miracle worker. And in case of emergency, it's Jack Daniels and crisps. You call them crisps.
Yes.
We call them potato chips. but a shot of Jack Daniels and crisps will get you through a bad night.
Speaking of crisps, as we call it over here, when you were last over here, what was your go-to crisps?
Oh man, I knew you were going to ask that. I don't know. I don't know the brand. They were in a red bag.
A red bag. Well, like over here, they're just like really salted. I mean, there's no flavor.
Oh yeah, they've got to be salted. It's got to be salted, or it doesn't work.
That's good. That's good. You're not a plain guy. I like that.
If it's not salted, it doesn't burn, and the burn's what makes it better.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. But I mean, you know, when you were last over here as well, I guess, did you get a chance to do any touring in any of the places you went to, or is that something you're hoping to do maybe a little bit off this year?
We saw a lot of the world through the window of a van at a high rate of speed. we did have a day off in Liverpool, and we went down to the Cavern Club and walked around there and did that. And there were some times when, you know, when something was on our way, it was in a site that we could stop and see it. And that was really cool to be able to visit some of the sites. But touring like we do when we're overseas is more about survival than anything else, because you're somewhere the next night.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we drive all night. And sometimes the funny thing about the UK is everything's closer together than it is in the States. So when we're in the UK, one morning our driver said, "Well, lads, I'm sorry, but today we got a 243-mile ride." And we looked at him like, "Is that the beginning? Is that before lunch, or is that after lunch?" Mm. And he said, "That's a long ride here." And I said, "In the States, that's the first stop, you know, because everything's so far apart here."
Yeah.
But, you know, I cannot put into words how much we enjoy coming to the UK, because the people are just so acceptive to us and receptive to our music. And it's just a pleasure. Everybody's so nice.
Wow. We try our best to please our tourists and to make them feel welcomed, and that they hope that they do come back to, you know, visit back over here again soon. And I want to know as well, because, you know, you guys have been listening to music for a long time now. And when did you first realize that you weren't just reaching people in Carolina, but also in other countries, like, for instance, the UK? When did that all start? And did you ever envisioned to ever reach different countries like you have done?
Well, I think in my heart, personally, traveling Europe or touring Europe and touring the UK and all was a dream. I mean, it's always been a dream. It's always been there. The big surprise came when our music was on the Sons of Anarchy series.
Yeah.
And that opened doors. The next thing you knew, we were doing shows with Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top and people of that caliber. I remember one time there was this thing on our website,
yeah,
and it would light up every time, every country that somebody had bought our music or was playing our music, and that was a really cool experience. But it was really humbling, because to think that people that far away that you don't know, you know, it's like I always say, every time we put a record out and we see them stacked up in the record company office, I always look at them and go, "Geez, I don't know that many people." You know, when you see them stacked up,
yeah,
and all. But it's one of the coolest feelings in the world. It's very rewarding, but at the same time, it's very humbling. And it means the world to us, because we fought this the hard way. We haven't been recipient of million-dollar checks and Learjets and everything that we've done, we've earned. And exactly. That makes it mean that much more to us.
Exactly, and you have, and you've been able to accomplish a lot of things, able to tour to the UK and Europe. A lot of people have not had a chance to do that, and even bigger, more of a chance, have their music featured in one of the most popular US shows in history, in the modern history as well. So that's also kudos right. to you guys, that you were able to attract those executives to be like, "Hey, let's use these group music on right. this great TV show," you know. So I guess right. that also gave you, as you said, more of a reach. Just quickly, before we do let you go, because of the technical issues, my guess is you got like a minute left.
I'm so sorry about that, but I still don't know what I did.
Oh, God.
I'll take the blame for it. I'm used to it.
Yes, no problem at all. Tell us, if you can, quickly, your goals. What are the goals for Preacher Stone of 2024?
Our goal is real simple. We're going to take it further than it is right now. We're into, to use a big word, we're really into the trajectory. You know, we're trending up right now. We're reaching new people and new audiences, and we seem to be writing music that people enjoy, and that's what we want to continue to do. So the plan, the plan is, we got a lot of shows in the United States. We got shows in the United Kingdom. We will start writing the next record basically immediately. We've got videos to shoot still for this record, and we're busy. So it's a labor of love, and we're just glad to be able to do it.
Absolutely. And I hope that you enjoy the UK tour. I hope everyone is welcoming and supportive, and hopefully you have a great time each and every night on your back-to-back shows. And I hope to chat with you a bit longer in the near future.
Anytime, man. I wish we'd get it up, but I hit launch, allow, and waited, and I never got a join until miraculously you showed up with a join. So it worked out.
Yes. Yes, no worries at all. But I do appreciate your time, and I hope your launch party goes well tonight, and have a great concert tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say this to you. Thank you for supporting the music. And thank you for not just for us, but for every artist, because music's a very important part of people's lives.
It is. It's got different emotions. You know, sometimes it can bring happiness, sometimes it can bring sadness or love or... You know, all these different reactions and different body languages comes out, don't they, because of the music?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be here today without it.
Yeah. Well, we are happy you are.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was my guest, and I'm just going to. Do you want to leave the call, or do you want me to end it? It's up to you.
You can end whatever you want to do. I'll go ahead and leave.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
No, but still, thank you for your time. If you want to see more of my guest, then again, you can check him out in the coming days and weeks to come. But make sure to check out the new album of the new album V, which came out today. They got a launch party this evening, their time. But of course, you can download it for $9.99, or you can buy it on CD for $15, or vinyl $30, and of course some great tracks that we mentioned before as well. So do check it out. Great songs, and it'll help them out as well. Their fifth album to date on the launch day. And then of course, if you want to see them in person, then you can, because they'll be coming to the UK in the next few months, kicking things off with Tom Kilner on the 13th of July in Bristol. Then the 14th of July they'll be in Newport with Tom Kilner, and of course in on the 17th of July, so a bit of a break after back-to-back shows, a bit of a break, and then go to Litchfield with Tom Kilner. Then on the 18th of July they go with Sons of Liberty and join up with them, and it lasts all the way through until July the 20th when it ends in Somerset with Sons of Liberty. And then on the final day of the UK tour they go to Maidstone with the Made of Stone Festival. That was my chat with Wonny Widdle. Of course, you heard it there that his music has been heard on that famous TV show, Sons of Anarchy. So make sure you check out the latest album, V, and check him out on tour when they come to the UK in a few months' time. There will be another episode dropping, two more actually this week, two flashback episodes, because I've not done any flashback episodes for a few weeks. So I'm going to give you two this week, one on Wednesday and one on Friday, to start your second week of April. But until then though, enjoy the rest of your morning, night, evening or afternoon.
You've been listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get new and flashback episodes every week. More on Facebook and Instagram at Edward Fowler Show and edwardfowlershow.com.